Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The official Palestinian Authority Facebook site is calling for Palestinians to murder Jewish people. That's the headline. In one moment, Itamar Marcus joins me with more details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're going to Israel. Itamar has a team. It's called Palestinian Media Watch. Facebook for the Palestinian Authority has been used for inciting terrorism. I understand why they would shut it down. I can't understand why they reopened it. What do you know about this?
It's absolutely correct what you're saying. The Facebook, the official Facebook page of Fatah, which is the party of Mahmoud Abbas, has been promoting terror for a number of years now. And in fact, Palestinian Media Watch has been the organization that's been exposing it. We exposed like 30 or so examples just in 2016 alone of the terror promotion, hatred promotion, using the map that turns all of Israel into Palestine. During the height of the terror wave that was happening in 2016, Fatah posted a promotional video on their Facebook page, which was promoting the murder of Israelis. And what you saw was a six-minute video, young men in probably the early 20s planning an attack together. There's no words, you just see the pictures, and you see them literally taking the knives. I mean, of course, these are actors. They're all actors, but they take the knives and they slit the throats, they stab them, one of them they run over with a car. This is on the Facebook page. Now, that's explicit promotion of murder. One of the murderers who started the entire terror wave, Fatah celebrated his murders and announced that they were bringing earth from the Al-Aqsa Mosque to put in his grave because he's such a hero. This is glorifying murder, promoting murder. Now, the outrageous thing is the Fatah closed it down, as they should have. But the worst thing was when they put it back up, they put it back with all these same items. So those same descriptions of that same video promoting murder can still be seen today. Facebook put that murder-promoting video on the Internet right now for people to see. So they were passive when they left it there, when Fatah did it. Now they're actively putting these murder-promotion videos on the Internet, and that's what Facebook did just yesterday.
Itamar Marcus, he heads up Palestinian Media Watch and gave us the details behind the story of the Palestinian Facebook site. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Palestinian people have more judgment pronounced upon them in the Bible than any other people group. Today's Palestinians are the Edomites of biblical times, all descendants of Esau. The Lord, in Malachi chapter 1, said that when the Palestinians would come back to Israel, that he would call their borders the borders of wickedness. In Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 18 and 19, the Lord tells the Palestinians that they will be a people like Sodom and Gomorrah. They will be totally destroyed. Obadiah, verses 15 to 18, says that they will be a people as if they had never been. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...